It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face, sir. Harrison Arns, in your face.
We're like, what, less than 24 hours away?
25 hours away, bro. 25 hours away. 402-464-5685, the starter Heyman text line. You want to be part of what we're doing, and you do, because you're going to have questions for our guest. You are. He's on his way, so we've got a couple of things in play. We've got three guests.
A few things in play. I was going to say, there's like more than a couple of things tonight.
Hey, we loaded it up.
It is loaded up.
Right? The hype train, the Kool-Aid Brigade is in full. Right? That we want to be able to get hyped up and to have a coach that could tell you what it's like to have that sort of anxiety and excitement, all the preparation, all the things involved. And he's a baller. So that's kind of the thing. Jalen Reyes. From Nebraska Volleyball will join us shortly. He will go for a bit. And then Peter Cobell, men's tennis, will come in and he'll break it down for you again, the excitement, what it's like on campus, what's happening. And then Barry Thompson. And we're going to talk quarterbacks. You know, opening day quarterback play and the schemes and planning that's required. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
I'm so intrigued. That'll be good. That's the last one with, of course, Fairfax Academy QB coach.
Thompson. He's got three or more.
Preston Stone.
Well, Billy Edwards Jr. is in the play. Of course, Noah's still playing. He's got a bunch of quarterbacks all over the country. So it's interesting times. If you've listened, you found it on the stream. Good for you. And the Royals, we'll have to update. We'll get through in the last hour. We'll do some of the Sports Center stuff. We'll get caught up on some things and ask along the way. But with women's volleyball and the first serve event, pressure can burst pipes, and you find out pretty quickly what's in store. But Harrison, we were talking about having competitive schedules and challenging yourself with the best that you can face.
There's a team that does that very well.
Ends of the spectrum. Spectrum where you play a cupcake, right? And you schedule, or you can schedule number three and number six.
Back to back, same weekend.
There's a difference. And there's a difference in the standard. There's a difference in the expectation. And then would you say that Nebraska volleyball passed the test?
I mean, if you were going to have a test that you could make an assessment on right now, if you only had 2 weeks, yeah, they passed the test.
I mean,
how do you respond from Pitt? And the beautiful thing about Husker volleyball is, you know, when they make a mistake, their culture's been good enough to where you expect them to respond the right way. And them just losing one set to Pitt was enough to, in my mind, get those guys fired up and ready to just slam the absolute door on Stanford. Like, they just do a really good job of, if it does go a little bit south, because again, it's never going to go 100% the way you plan, they just always seem to pick themselves up.
But why can't it go the way you plan? Why can't you win a national title? Nobody wins a national title by accident.
No, I mean, in terms of things like in a game, injuries, stuff like that. But my thing is, they've passed the test. Like, I've just been impressed that they come through. I think the expectation is it's a national championship, which sounds crazy for a first time, you know, your head coach. But look what you did at Louisville. She was in the national championship versus Penn State. And the way that team looked, again, two top 10 opponents. You can't be.
I found great intrigue in the handling of the roster, which is some of the questions I want to ask Jalen. But what and it's more about the philosophy. It's not so much in the decisions that were made. I'm more intrigued by the philosophy behind making decisions. when good programs make decisions, so as an assistant coach who is of some renown, job offers will come. When there's a change in leadership, it could affect you differently. Some would leave. Jalen decided to stay under a new leadership, new coach. He could have gone, we talk about in the transfer portal NIL days, he could have gone and made some money.
Yeah, he's got a resume. He could find a big deal.
Friday, they travel to Nashville to take on, and it's now Lipscomb University. It used to be David Lipscomb College. I know that because my brother Bob is a Hall of Famer there.
At Lipscomb or Lipscomb David?
It was David Lipscomb College. It's now Lipscomb University.
Okay.
Money will do that. Money will change you from college to university. Let's make sure that he knows that the front door. Have Tristan look at the front door.
I got you.
Yeah. we don't want that there. But tiny David Lipscomb College. The Huskers will go there, and it's a pretty nice arena. And then Sunday at 11, they will go face-to-face, a different arena. They'll play at Bridgestone Arena on Sunday against Kentucky. And these sort of mutual site dual meet environments are always impressive. But Kentucky, if you're telling me that you're going to face Pitt, Stanford, get in here. What is he doing? You know, ain't no point in lingering in the hallway, bro. How you doing, man? Get in here, baby. Welcome to the new spot. You haven't seen the new spot. Let's get your headset on there and get you close to the microphone. Harrison Arns, if you would please, let's reset and give a proper introduction to this fine young man, if you would please.
Absolutely. We'll do so with some highlights over what was a great weekend.
Serve goes to Blashoff, bad pass, bump set right back to her. Julia Blashoff fires, and good block touch, Doug. Here comes the Huskers, right side, alley check for the win. We're done! Nebraska sweeps Stanford. Alley check leaves the Big Red with 12 kills and a quick one. Three sets.
Harrison Arns, it is champion. The great voice of Mr. Baylor.
John Baylor.
He's our neighbor. We love John and greatly appreciate it. Let's welcome to one-on-one assistant coach Jalen Reyes. What's happening, brother?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this. Look, we've been talking about this for a minute. I wanted you to see the new spot because as we built this thing, we wanted to be close to campus. We want to be on the corner. I wanted a big city.
You're in the action down here.
Right. You know? I wanted this station to feel like a big city radio station. I didn't want to do the mom and pop thing anymore. We were better than that. And if we're going to cover Nebraska volleyball, we got to be in the middle of it, kind sir. Talk to me about this fantastic weekend, first serve weekend. Harrison and I were intrigued because in some sports at a high level, the standard is set by saying we need ramp up time. We got to build up. We're going to play Cupcake University. We're going to play Meatball State.
That's a good one. I've heard the Cupcake, of course.
Meatball State. This program decided that on the highest level of national exposure, unparalleled national exposure, Fox Network, game one against number three Pitt. In your mind, is that the right approach to start the season? Challenge yourself, find out who you are, create some friction, see whether you can find the answers. Because some would say we would rather build up to it. What's the Nebraska volleyball philosophy?
I mean, for us, we're just trying to get ourselves ready for, you know, what we think is the best conference in America for volleyball is the Big Ten. So I think
playing great teams early is important to get a good feel of how good we can be. And then the other thing too is that maybe, you know, I see football helmets in front of me, and obviously I know we talk about men's basketball in the winter. We're trying to like grow our sport in that direction, you know? And the only way you can do that for, you know, the quote unquote non-revenue driving sports is the best teams need to play each other, and we need to get it on television, you know? So I'm not sure. I'm not going to actually, I'll be flat out honest. We ain't on Fox if we ain't playing someone really, really good, you know? And it was a really awesome event, and not just, you know, it was also Florida and Stanford played each other as well before us and Pitt played. And, you know, for us, it's twofold for this team and this season. Yes. To challenge us. But at the same time, I think one thing that we feel like here at Nebraska, especially Nebraska volleyball, is we're kind of the measuring stick in terms of not necessarily means we're going to win the national championship every year, but it's also like what we do sets a tone in terms of, hey, trying to push, you know, our sport on television and trying to grow a following and trying to gain new fans. And, you know, there's sports fans out there, but we want to make them volleyball fans as well. And we have the, you know, this is an exciting time. Obviously, I know the boys are going to kick it off tomorrow at Arrowhead, but we're having to compete with college football and the NFL football. And it's really, really difficult to do because America loves football. I love football. It's awesome, you know, but for us, for our sport to make it to where we want it to get to, we need to get on television. And the only way Fox, ESPN, the Big Ten Network, ABC is going to do that is they want to see the best teams play. So the best teams, we have no choice. If we want to make a long, healthy, you know, and I'll be honest, a financially worth it career out of this, we need to get on television. That's why if teams want to be in the SEC and the Big Ten anyway, right? That television contract, it's all about TV stuff. And for our sport to survive, we need to get on television. And the only best way to do that is have a great environment, but it's got to be a lot of great teams playing against each other. So it's kind of twofold answer there, but yes, for the good of the sport and for the good of the team this year, definitely felt like this was needed.
If I asked for and John Wooden does the pyramid of success, what's priority one for Nebraska volleyball? Is it maintaining the standard? Is it changing the standard? Is it being aware that all eyes are on this program and this state and the way that they support volleyball and play volleyball? How do you keep that lined up for the young ladies?
It's tough because we definitely feel that throughout the day. I feel each and all the things that you've mentioned, maybe at different parts of the day, or maybe, you know, at lunchtime, I feel a couple other things. In the morning, we feel different. You know, we feel only one of them. I think also too, number one is how we play, right? The success of the program for years now has built the following. Right. So people are going to follow a winner. Right. I would like to think people are going to sell out games for, you know, over 20 plus years now because a program has won over a long period of time. A program is going to attract a following because of winning. So I remember, I think it was my second or third year here. I asked Coach Cook if I could during the season go to a high school match out of state and I would have to miss practice. And he kind of laughed at me and said, no, you're not doing that. He goes, Jalen, you know what the number one thing you can do for recruiting? And at the time I was stubborn and said like, well, go and watch this player play. Of course. And he goes, nope, we need to win. Because the more we win, the better it is for everybody. And kids want to go to winners. So for us, it's, I think number one priority is just how can we do everything we can do to win the day and win the next match? Because that's going to keep kind of feeding the monster that Nebraska volleyball is. That's number one. All those other things you mentioned are also on the table, right? That was years ago when we discussed about playing the game in the stadium was what that would do. And we had no idea what that was going to look like when these initial ideas hatched. But like those are conversations that also happen day in and day out. I remember when the AVCA came to Coach Cook last year about hosting the event that was passed this weekend. I remember, I think it was around Thanksgiving or Christmas time last year, somewhere in there. that Coach Cook was talking about this Nashville event that we're going to down there this weekend, you know? So there's a lot of these events that happen, but at the same time, I always go back to, okay, the most important thing is, okay, how can we have a great practice tomorrow and how can we prepare for Lipscomb on Friday? And then Saturday we'll, you know, regroup and it's about Kentucky Saturday and Sunday. So I think a lot of it is just focusing on priority number one is making sure we're in the best position to win the next match, because that's just what keeps it rolling and stuff like that. So I would say that's number one, but yes, all those other things do cross our minds throughout the day for sure.
We are talking to Husker volleyball assistant coach Jalen Reyes, and Jay, this thing, you mentioned the environment. You can't fathom. It takes a whole different level of visionary to imagine that you can pack Memorial Stadium. And then you say, okay, is that lightning in a bottle? But then you do the next most incredible thing that's been done in this sport. You move it from Devaney Center, which is its own universe. And then you expand it. And then you change the vision. And you change the perspective. And you sell out Pinnacle Bank Arena. I listened to Coach Danny talk about, well, maybe we play a few more. Maybe we move a few more games. Is that in the cards? Is that something that as you, and you're speaking at the level you can speak about right. it, but you as a program leader in this thing, in your mind, the value of winning in that building added value to the sport.
For sure. I think anytime I'm a big, like 30 for 30 person on ESPN. And, the one of the most interesting ones that people that don't follow these that really enjoy sports, actually, this is a really good one for the time nowadays of conference realignment is mm-hmm. when the Big East basketball one. Oh, I think you guys know what I'm talking about.
Big Mondays.
But they talk about, hey, what they needed was they need to get on television. And obviously that's where ESPN hatched from. Mm-hmm. But they talked about, we need to get in the big venues, right? Syracuse needs to play in the Carrier Dome. We need Madison Square Garden, right? Like for us, it's like, we can keep pushing. If we can keep pushing venues, it keeps growing. And it's not just Nebraska. Like, it's awesome that Wisconsin is playing and Wisconsin's playing Texas and a couple other teams up there. Creighton, I know, is up there too. They're playing in the Kohl Center. Pittsburgh, Penn State, Arizona State, and I believe it's TCU. They're playing in I can't remember the arena is called, but where the Penguins play in Pittsburgh this weekend. Yeah. You know, so like, I think it's super important for everybody, especially that has some sort of push to like push to do that stuff. So obviously I think we're the school that has the most in our sport. I mean, I don't know exactly the ins and outs of how this goes. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm one that's like, I believe Purdue has it's so crazy in volleyball because now everyone has to add because we have 92,000, mm-hmm. you know, highest attendance for volleyball. Mm-hmm. So every attendance record in volleyball, they always have to add a caveat to it. Like most attended volleyball game indoors, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
on campus, or I'm waiting for a most attended volleyball game on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? But one of them is like, there's an in-season Big Ten attendance record, and Purdue has it versus, I can't remember if it was their in-state game against Indiana or Wisconsin last year because they played at Mackey Arena. PBA has more than that. This is like way above Jalen's pay grade / this is not me breaking news, but I'd love to play somebody one more game in there this fall against a Big Ten team. And just, I also am just one that's, if there's a volleyball attendance record in college, and it's not Nebraska's, there's a little bit for me that's like, is that a real record or just Nebraska didn't do it yet? And I'm obviously really biased and that probably sounds a little arrogant of himself, but like I've seen it all and it's always usually with red, a lot of people wearing red yelling, go big red in the stand. So for me, I'm like, does it really count if Nebraska, you know, and again, we have 92,000 people on, and if someone can come and challenge that by all means, and it'd be great for the sport, you know, I think it would be awesome. I also, you know, have a bunch of buddies in the rail yard. I have, after we played Pitt, I'm watching the Stanford Florida game doing some scouting. And when that game was wrapping up, I go over and I have a buddy, a really close friend of ours, the girlfriend and I, really close friend, that her band is performing out in the rail yard.
Yeah.
And just how cool that whole event was. It wasn't just about volleyball. And that's what I think people are starting to figure out, is when they come and watch a volleyball game for us, it has a very college basketball, football environment to it. It's not just about the game. It's a social gathering. And now that the fact that you did it down there, because of all the everything that goes on downtown here, I mean, it was an awesome, awesome event. And I would have felt that way if we didn't perform as well as we did too, you know, in terms of growing the sport and how many people I ran into that were from, I mean, I have buddies that work in volleyball companies in Poland. They were here. We had people from all over the country, people from out of all over the country. We have players that I know growing up in volleyball that either work with one of the pro leagues or work overseas, or they work with USA Volleyball and they're coming here and they're just like, man, this place is awesome. And a lot of them are like, man, I see why you don't leave here. You know, it's pretty cool. And they obviously take care of, you know, this place takes care of our sport, which is, it's cool when volleyball people come here and see that and they go, wow, this is pretty awesome. But, yeah, I really hope we get to play more games down there. I hope, I like to think there's going to be some other companies that come in and go, yeah, we'd love to do something down here. And, but I think, yeah, the sky's the limit when it comes to volleyball, especially here in Nebraska.
Harrison and I were talking about it, and you just mentioned it, that Nebraska takes care of you, and you had opportunity, changing of the guard, you had opportunity. And in this day and age with transfer portal and NIL and shared revenue, and people realize that there's money in women's volleyball. But you came up as an athlete in this thing, right? And to say, has the women's game and Nebraska surpassed what the men are doing in these big venues and exposure? And I can't remember a men's volleyball game being on network.
Yeah, I mean, it's even before I came over to the women's side, it was already bigger, but it's not close now. I mean, it's funny. A lot of coaches, there was some here this past weekend that coached at one of the numerous of the teams that played.
Yeah.
They all kind of started coaching in men's volleyball, and they come over here just because of the how big and how popular the sport is. And you know, it's crazy. You have so many even pro athletes, their daughters are all playing volleyball. You go to a recruiting tournament and you see Kevin Garnett, you see Marcus Spears, you see Tim Duncan, Jalen Rowe. I mean, it's like who's who. I mean, so much so you have Vince Vaughn. Like I see Vince Vaughn's daughter. I mean, it's not just athletes, it's like celebrities, you know, obviously RIP, the great Kobe Bryant, his daughter's played volleyball. Steph Curry, his daughter's, Riley's starting to play volleyball. I've seen him at a tournament.
You got a UFC fighter and his daughter stalking you.
Yep. We have these people on you. it's just such a fun game to be a part of. It's quick. It's even if you're not one, the ball always finds everybody. So it's not a game where you can hide somebody. Everyone's going to end up touching the ball because the other team wants you to touch the ball, or your team wants you to touch the ball, you're going to touch the ball. It's pretty quick pace. I don't know. It's such a social game too. And, I don't know. I don't really know exactly why, like 100% why it started the way it started. I thought, you know, the coaches in the past have done a really good job of like growing it along with the success of the football program. And then obviously Coach Cook took it to a new level. I thought volleyball would be a big deal here. I never thought I'd be like a celebrity downtown where it's like, man, I'm trying to grab a beer after the game on Sunday. And it's kind of a madhouse. And I sit there and just go, wow, this is all because of volleyball and the team I coach.
And you got radio guys pestering you to do your own show. can't even scout.
My man.
Harrison, he couldn't even scout. There's some big hovering dude over here pointing at you, talking about it's time. It's time, Jalen Reyes. It's time. We're going to throw it to break and reset because he deserves a reset in full. Jalen Reyes from Nebraska Volleyball. And full disclosure, you guys know with one-on-one we can end up down any rabbit hole. I tell you, we fully adhere to the Gump family rules. One-on-one, you're never quite sure what you're going to get. With Jalen Reyes, you're not going to get it. And we can't cover everything with him in an hour. So I'm going to spend the next 4 minutes in commercial begging and pleading to get his commitment to doing his own show. I refuse to accept anything else from Jalen Reyes, even if it's just him talking recruiting and Lakers. I don't. Jalen is going to be on this station if I have to fight for it. We're going to go to break. More One-on-One on the Ticket.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is so good that we can play the Cena music again. Like, they don't hate him anymore, and I'm thrilled about it. We can actually play the Cena music One-on-One on a Wednesday night. It is Husker football eve, but we're celebrating Husker volleyball. Assistant coach Jalen Reyes joining us. And again, I'm giving him the full court press that Husker fans need to see and hear you. They need to know this, the full journey. Mark Manning kind of opened the door in that having coaches and wrestlers come in, it had never been done. And he wanted to be prime time. So he's like, listen, I want to be in the afternoon. Like, so he's going 4 to 5 once their season starts. But in the offseason, he's doing 6 o'clock. We can move. But if we're not telling those stories all year round, when they make the run to be national championship runner-up, we're not there. We don't know these folks. They had their first two national champions since 2011, and we were there. Harrison will tell you, I'm really good at identifying championship pedigree, and we need to tell this. I told him about the Supernovas before it happened. They're going to win the championship. It's the right move. I want to document this championship run you're about to go on.
I'm in.
That's why I want you here.
I'm in.
That's why I want you here, brother. It's the thing. So through all of this, the things that go on, we've learned to ask this question because it tells us so much about who people are. But you had the ability to go anywhere. You had opportunity. So the question, it's two words, and it speaks volumes. Why Nebraska? Why did you stay? Why was Danny Busboom Kelly the right person to co-commander and work with? Why Nebraska? Why?
I just not to steal like the SEC's model or motto, but it just means more here. Like, it just really does. I mean, whenever people talk about like, hey, their volleyball program or their school cares about volleyball, it's so jaded in my mind. Like, I'm sure you do, but it's not close. And I think when people come here and see that, they're like, oh, I understand, Jalen, why you look at us with that face when you say our programs care about volleyball, because your program and your state and your fan base and your administration, they're all nuts. And I love all of them to death. And nuts is not a bad thing.
Nope.
But it's just different here. And I think that, is one part. And then the other thing is just the players. You know, I just, such awesome relationships with a lot of them. And, you know, I really, really wanted to make sure that I was here for the continued success and making sure, hey, this transition from John to Danny went as smoothly as it has. And is it perfect each and every day? No, but nothing really is. But for me, I just felt it was the right time. And it was the right time to make sure Danny and I have been on the same page. I feel like her and I have kind of been talking about this idea for the last couple of years without a direct conversation in recruiting or in how we training or she's like had me at her practices a couple of times when she was at Louisville in the spring. And, I never felt like an outsider, if that makes sense. And when we talked recruiting, we talked about certain players and I would always kind of make a joke like, hey, what do you think about this girl? And, you know, obviously she's very gifted and she's like, well, yeah, I think she's really good. Why? And I kind of look at her like, well, I feel like you'll probably be end up coaching her one day. You know? And she would also like, stop it, you know, but it's, I think the players and just the love that I have for this place and, you know, how successful we've been and how much we hope to be is something that I just wasn't really ready to give up yet. And, you know, I just felt like this is where I need to be and this is where I'm meant to be right now.
Why is Dani Busboom Kelly the right person for this?
She's a great volleyball coach. She's a great people person. She's not afraid to have tough conversations. And I think to a degree, she also just, she's a Husker. You know, she's from small town Nebraska. She's played here. She's gone through the ups and downs of playing here. She won a national championship here as a player and as an assistant. She's gone other places to, you know, pay her dues as an assistant at Louisville and Tennessee. And obviously, it's been well documented what she's done at Louisville as a head coach. And, you know, and she's just a person you want to be around, you know, and like to kind of dumb it down to that, she's just a person and she's got a family that you just like enjoy being around. And I felt like, man, that's just nowadays that's like a dime a dozen to a degree, you know, and big reason why I wanted to be around, but just, and the environment that, again, I'm learning a lot of this stuff I'm going through. Like when people are like, how's it going to be coaching a game with Dani? I go, I don't know. I'll tell you after Pitt, you know, like, I mean, hey, someone asked me the other day, I don't know what you guys do after a road trip, after a match, but, and I stopped them and go, I don't know either. I'll let you know Friday night. You know, like a lot of this is new, but there's just this like belief she instills in people and in myself, that I've always kind of felt from her. And yeah, I think she's going to be successful and has been successful for a lot of reasons, but those are kind of my top ones off the top of my head.
Through it all, not losing student athletes in the crossover and the transition. And I thought that was a bridge, a very important bridge. It was going to say a lot of things out loud. Why did they stay? What did they know? What did they think they know? Why did athletes not leave?
First, I would say the bond that they have with each other. You know, I think they all wanted to help each other through this. And I mean, the freshmen, I can't imagine being a freshman. I got dropped off for college like 10 days ago. And next thing you know, like a pillar of your sport, the person you thought you're going to play for is like, I'm retiring. And then, you know, 60 seconds later, they found out it's going to be Dani, which I don't think anyone was surprised at that. I think it was just like when John dropped the bomb on all of us, you know, and credit to him. And I couldn't be more happy for my former boss. So I think they all wanted to help each other through this transition. I think first, I think they also see what I see about where, hey, I know coach is leaving, but at the end of the day, Nebraska volleyball is bigger than one person. And if Coach Cook were here, he would tell you the same thing himself. It's bigger than just one person. And whoever the school and the athletic department and Coach Cook trust to be the next head coach, we should trust them, you know, because this is a place that will always take care of its volleyball program and its volleyball players. I think those are kind of the biggest reasons, I would say. And then honestly, I don't know how much this has been shout out publicly, but like the job that Troy and our SWA Kristen Brown did in terms of just, I mean, it was as tight of a, tighter than even some football
turn, man.
I mean, just how quickly all this went down and how fast they moved on anything. And the fact that the school and the administration, and I don't know if the president or the chancellor or the board had to get him. I don't know all that stuff, but how quickly everyone moved to where in real time, the girls, the current team found out that Coach Cook was retiring. And within him saying four sentences, they found out who their next head coach was. Because I think sometimes in that period alone, I think you see it in football, you see volleyball fans out there, you saw it at some other really good volleyball schools this year that head coaches changed. They lost players in that time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
...of uncertainty. Nebraska said, no, we're not going to... The time of uncertainty is going to be how long it takes Coach Cook to finish the word retire slash your next head coach is going to be Danny. For me, that was not it. I think the other two are most important, but that cannot be swept under the rug. Like, part of me, that's what also made me feel like, hey, having a conversation with John earlier in the day and then having a conversation with Danny half an hour later of like, yep, I still want you to be here. Nothing's going to change. Your role's not going to change that much. You and I have talked about this kind of, you know, but it's one thing to like hear the words, you know, it's the, I need to hear the words. The fact that admin allowed us to just this to happen that quickly was insurmountable. There's just, I think nowadays everyone gets freaked out with the unknown, which is understanding. There was kind of, there was an unknown what's going to be happen with Danny, but there was an unknown of, oh my gosh, who the next head coach is going to be? Who, what's going to happen? What is someone else going to leave? Is Jalen and is Kelly, is Brennan, is Lindsey Peterson, our director of ops, who's awesome. Are they going to leave? Cause.
And it kept the student athletes phones from ringing.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Cause for that vacuum, as long as it existed, phone calls were going to be made. Texts were going to be sent.
Yep.
And the fact that, you know what? I know who it is. My guy Jalen's still here. I got a force. We're good.
The bond they have with each other, their belief in the volleyball program as a whole. But I don't think it can be how good of a job and how bold, you know, I don't know if they had to fudge some HR rules. And, you know, I know technically if like a public job technically needs to be open for a certain amount of, like, it was just, it was, again, another reason of, okay, you can tell me your school cares about your volleyball program. Nebraska, another way showing, no, we would do this for football. We're going to do it for volleyball. We would, if we have the head coach we want, we're not going to, we're not going to 10 days because we have to interview a ton of, I don't know all the ins and outs of exactly what went on. But it was just one of those things you're like, wow.
The fact that they got you tells me the plan was in play and it was purposeful. We'll go to break. Harrison, again, we're going to clip this part because, as he said, he needed to hear it. They talked about it, but we need to hear it. So I know you said a thing, but you're going to do a show, right?
I'm in.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We all can go home now,
that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about. We'll throw it to break. One final segment with Jalen, and then you want to know the future of this business here in this town? Coaches, and more coaches. Because Peter Cobalt's going to join us after Jalen Reyes. Hey, man, we're going to do men's tennis, right?
Peter's walking in here?
Yeah, Peter's walking. No, and that's my man. We're not going to let Jalen go. We're not going to let him go.
I love that guy.
We'll close out one-on-one when we come
back.
What
a year that guy had, by the way. Season.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment before we spin the wheels. We're going to put coaches together. That's the kind of night we're going to have. Peter Cobalt is rolling in right at 8 o'clock. He's always on time, so we know that about Peter. I do have to tell you, Peter's been setting a high standard for coaches. Listen, first of all, he brought Adidas. He brought shoes, coach. I don't have any volleyball gear. Harrison, do you have volleyball gear?
No, but he forgot to mention it's because he wears what, size 14?
Yeah, look,
no,
I tennis, got, I
he
got
athlete players feet, that man. Need listen, size 14, listen, so he's a freebies to throw listen, TPs away.
Listen, man, the 14s, yeah, I don't think any.
I don't know, my guy Harrison's got a volleyball shirt on over there.
I am repping the volleyball.
The volleyball Herbie over
there. We'll work that, but we're gonna put you up on the marquee, bro. We're working on this. It's in full that, and I was telling Harrison this thing. I happen to know Lipscomb. My brother's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
He was a Hall of Fame. He was an Olympic sprinter.
Okay.
Back when they were David Lipscomb College.
Okay.
And then David Lipscomb University, and he's a legend there. So I know it, but I will be rooting for the. I told him. He goes, "Oh, your people are coming to town. Who are you rooting for?" I'm like, "Bruh, I'm wearing red. I'm not putting on that Lipscomb yellow, bro. That's not happening." And then to prepare for it all, to have the kind of weekend you had, perfection not really a thing, but satisfied with the performance.
Yeah, against Pitt? I definitely. We performed really well. You know, there's always some things that we can get better at. But at the same time, yeah, as a whole, new crew, new staff. I mean, a lot of this is new still. It was a great weekend and against two really, really good teams that I felt like maybe we just had the upper hand on that evening, and that's at the end of the day, that's sports, right? But all in all, I mean, an awesome weekend, especially for some of the new Huskers out there.
I thought this, that as impressive as the win against Pitt was in that environment, first time in the building, big crowd, all the bells and whistles, I was actually more impressed by the performance against Stanford, because that was in full. You made some changes in the personnel. You made some changes in how you approached it. And it looked dominant. It was pretty special.
I mean, we have a deep team, right? So that's the nice part. I mean, we'll make some changes this weekend just to, you know, like to give everybody chances to play and stuff like that. And but yeah, the Stanford was a pretty the thing that I'm trying to think of is and that this has no bearings. We have to keep coming out and doing this over and over again on what I'm about to say next, but it's from being a person that's seen a lot of these kids play volleyball for a long period of time to competing with a good amount of them. And then obviously seeing some of the new kids come in. We played so well against Stanford, but I don't feel like it was anything out of body. It wasn't oh my gosh, where is this all coming from? It was just the competitive stamina that we played with, that it was just like, we just were really good pretty much the entire time, you know, and that's like, so for us, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, we ran into the stand, someone kicked, saved the ball, and it just got a random bounce. It was just like, wow, we just did a lot of the stuff we've been working on for like the entire time, you know, which was like the crazy part, but that doesn't mean on Friday or on Sunday, that's going to happen again. So we have to go out there, and that's like the beautiful thing about sports, right? You don't win the championship literally in one night. You got to be good over a long period of time to win it. But the Stanford match was definitely a better performance. And now the challenge is on Friday, can we have one that's similar to it? But with the period, with the grace as a coaching staff of, hey, they're 18 to 22 year old kids. And, you know, hey, sometimes it's not going to go well and there's going to be some adversity and not every match is going to go that way. Obviously, as a coach, you wish it did, but then you have to be there to help them and understand and make changes and help them adjust during the match, before the match, after the match, if it doesn't go that well. And that's like, that's kind of the fun part about it as well, you know? And it sounds kind of funny as one that's just, you know, we kind of took apart a really, really, really good team on Sunday. If it was always that easy, it wouldn't be as fun, you know. I kind of say that, but it's like,
hey man,
there's matches where you just gotta grind out, and sometimes those are the ones I remember more. You know, the ones that we didn't have our best, or maybe someone was a little nicked up, or we had to make a change, and someone came in off the bench and saved us. Like those are the matches that are sometimes equally as fun, and you learn more about your team in those. And how awesome Sunday was. You know, the challenge is, hey, it's a new challenge Friday. It's a new challenge Sunday.
On the road.
First time for some of them on the road. It's definitely going to be a sellout. And then we're playing at another
different arena
on Sunday, and against another really good team in Kentucky and Lipscomb. And, you know, I'm really excited to see kind of how we perform. We take the show on the road here. I know Husker fans will be there too, which is going to be important.
Yeah, they're showing up. Here's what we're going to do, Harrison. I'm going to wave Peter in. We're going to do a thing. This will be the first time we've had two coaches in the room from different programs at the same time. So we got to make it happen before we wave him in. Wave Cobalt in. Tell him to get in here. Yeah, we're gonna throw it to break, and we're gonna reset. But we got to understand, Harrison. You understand when we talk about the vision of what it looks like. Peter Covelt, let's get him there.
Oh, man.
Let's get him there for a second. This is what we're gonna have some fun with it. This is here's where we are with it. We're gonna reset, but I needed to have coaches from two different Husker programs at the same time. And then here's the beautiful thing. Here's what we're going to do at the top of the hour. We'll reset it. I'll intro it. I want these two talking to each other. I want these two just cutting up. We're going to have a blast. One-on-one. Don't go anywhere. Peter Covelt, Jalen Reyes, DP. We'll be right back.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face. Oh, I have to say it properly. In your face! You can be a part of what we're doing. 402-464-5685 is the Starter Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing, you can. You found us on the streams. The Royals, Harrison, give me a quick update. How the Royals do it on the brick and mortar?
They're leading today. 3-1, top of the fifth inning. And again, your Royals 68-65 versus the Chicago White Sox. White Sox 48-84. But they do got a 2-run lead right now, top of the fifth.
Okay. Top of the fifth?
Top of the fifth.
Well done. Special edition of one-on-one. And it's Husker football eve, but man, we've in pro wrestling speak, they would say business is picking up. Business is about to pick up. We are joined in studio next to me, to my immediate right, Husker volleyball, Jalen Reyes, and next to him, Husker tennis, Peter Covelt. Gentlemen, what up?
What's up, DP? I wasn't expecting this.
Me neither.
No, it's funny. Like, you know, I told him, I said, Covelt's coming, man. He goes, my guy. Okay. I'm like, okay, we'll do a segment together. We have to do this thing together along the way. Peter, what's happening, coach? How you doing?
Oh, good.
Just, US Open time, man.
US Open time. Tomorrow's first day of practice for the boys, and we got a big football game tomorrow night. Volleyball's off to a hell of a start. I mean, can it get any better around here or what?
True to life. Jalen was talking. He says, "Man, what a year Peter had last year."
This guy crushed it last year.
Right?
Like, absolutely crushed. I mean, it last year.
Come on now, like
crushed it.
This guy's like, you know, invincible around here. This guy's the man.
So. I don't know about that, but.
Listen, no,
all serious, like Peter, them, like, man, you guys had a hell of a season last year. So
appreciate it.
I mean, I'm so stoked for this guy, so stoked for his program. Can't wait to follow him and stuff like that. We went to, when were we out there? Was it in the fall? It was in the fall last year, right?
Yeah,
we out there. It was still nice out, but I want to say it was like later fall, right? Like, I want to say we were into the Big Ten season.
You guys, you came out for the ATP event that
we had
at the courts, which was awesome. It was really cool to have you guys come out, and John actually had me come out to a practice school, which was really fun to see too. I didn't know what a volleyball practice was like, but and how actually connected volleyball and tennis actually are in terms of like the sport itself.
Mm-hmm.
But no, DP, I don't know if you know, when I first got here as an assistant, one of the first people to befriend me was Jalen right here. So. You didn't, you know, people don't have to do that. And volleyball's, you know, at the tippity top of the paradigm here in Lincoln. So for Jalen to do that was cool. So there's always a piece of my heart for Jalen in the volleyball program.
My man right here. He's awesome. He's a fun time too.
Yeah.
Hey, if you ever see him downtown, give him a shout. Hey, he's a time.
Assistant coaching days are over.
Here's the thing, and I've told Harrison this, that able to identify good people who happen to be great coaches. And it is important. I'm real specific about who I partner with, who I run with for that reason. Generally, it's people that I find are good people and people that I could follow as a coach. Could I be in that room with them? Do I have respect for it? Do they handle the business the right way? Do they care about the people in their charge the right way? And then are they great ambassadors? And when I met Peter, I said, okay, it's an open invitation. You can come in anytime you want. Because quite frankly, he loves what he does. He loves who he does it with. And then he loves who he does it for. And that to me, if you're talking about Nebraska athletics and what a Husker should be, this room is what it is. Like, listen, I'm in full. You've had Mark Manning to this conversation, Matt Rhule to this conversation, Fred Hoiberg to the conversation. We can cross over in a lot of, have a brink. We could cross over in a lot of ways in telling the story of what this all means and why it's important. It's one thing for me to tell the story. It's a whole nother deal for Husker fans and Husker parents, and Husker student athletes to hear y'all talk about it. Because it means that much more. As you said, it means more. Peter Cobalt loves the people in his charge. And I've asked him this several times. Why Nebraska? It was important. So, Peter, I'll let you tell it in front of Jalen because I asked him this question earlier. Why Nebraska? For you, why Nebraska?
Why Nebraska?
Yep.
Why not Nebraska? I mean, you get here and you see it's got everything. It's got the community. It's got the school. It's got the whole university. Backing, you've got an unbelievable athletic department. I think it's the eighth most valuable athletic department in all of college sports. And there's just a special vibe here, man. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just a combination of everything coming together, I think, that makes this place really unique. But, you know, as the tennis coach and the guys even on the team, you know, they'll walk around town and people will recognize them. That, you know, I played tennis at Ohio State. That wasn't the case. I was coaching at Kentucky and that wasn't the case, but it is here. So I think it takes a unique place, you know, for those things to happen. And, you know, when you walk into the Tom Osborne Legacy Complex and you scooping up food at the training table and you're standing next to guys like Jalen and Coach Hoiberg and Coach Rhule and, you know, all the players, you're like, wow, you know, this is a special place. Really cool. Really cool people. Unbelievable tradition. And, you know, I think this is for Nebraska, the athletic department, I think it's only up from here, in my opinion.
It's been the thing. Jalen, you, as he said, you met him and you reached out. What did you see? What were you trying to offer him that new coaches need when they arrive to a place?
I also like, I was once him when he first got here, young assistant. I feel like, no, I'm still a young assistant, but just this sense of like community, and the community kind of took me in. Friends and buddies in the athletic department or even just around Lincoln did the same for me. So I always felt like, hey, you know, if I can kind of pay it back to people that have done for me. And I know Peter's done the same, and you know, and just, hey, we're all just trying to get a little bit better each and every day. And whether I coach volleyball or football or tennis or gymnastics, we're all, you know, the better he does, the better it is for us. The better I do, the better volleyball does, it's better for everybody. The better, obviously, hopefully we win tomorrow night in Kansas City, the better that program does, it's really lifts everybody around here, obviously. But just, I don't know, this sense of community here in Nebraska is, as a, you know, as both of us are outsiders, kind of speak on that, is, you know, it's just so different here and everybody cares, but at the same time, everyone is so supportive. It's not this, I don't know, we're going to compare tennis to volleyball or volleyball to football or men's basketball. It's just, we're all kind of pushing for all of our success. And, you know, and hopefully it, you know, obviously, you know, we had some success this weekend, and I know Peter and them are going to have some success, obviously, this coming season. And, you know, hopefully the boys play really well at Arrowhead tomorrow night.
What's the game watch plan for you two? What are you doing tomorrow night?
My girlfriend's got, she's the volleyball coach, actually, for Lincoln Southwest, JV volleyball coach. So she's got games all night. So I'm at home watching the dogs. So So I'll be watching. I'll be watching the dogs.
You still haven't brought the dogs by the station.
Wait, who does the girlfriend? Who do they play tomorrow night? You know,
they're going like they got like a 3 or 4 hour drive.
Okay, so they're
this is a road trip for them.
Okay,
I forget the name of the school, but they're gone.
Okay,
so I'm on dog duty all day tomorrow. So
okay,
got first practice, got meetings, got dog duty, then sitting down on the couch watching the game with the two boys. So.
I told you if you need a puppy sitter.
I'm going to take you up on it, DP.
Like, listen,
this
man.
This puppy doesn't listen, man.
Listen.
What kind of dog is it?
Two golden retrievers. Okay. And
I got one of those. I got a 9-year-old, though. Nash.
Oh, no. 9-year-old ain't learning nothing new.
Yeah, he's chilling. He'd be sitting here the whole time, and nobody would even notice him.
Harrison, in full, right? Puppy sitting all the time. Matter of fact, we'll put him in the chair.
I was going to say.
we'll put, that's my new favorite thing. There's a thing on social media where the dogs do a radio show. Yeah, they sit there. It's hilarious. It's a thing that needs to happen. I got Peter to give me a season prediction. You remember what you said, Peter?
11-1, baby.
11-1. 11-1 is what he came up with for football. Jalen, you up for the challenge?
I'm up for it.
Okay. All right. We're going to go through the schedule. We're going to pull up the schedule. Harrison, you ready to clip this? Because Peter got some juice from it. Like it was serious juice. They said he really went hard, man. He went hard. 11-1. Okay. Tomorrow night, Kansas City, against Cincinnati. Dub. 1-0. Akron comes to Lincoln.
Dub.
2-0. Houston Christian comes to Lincoln.
Dub.
3-0. Michigan comes to Lincoln.
Dub.
4-0.
Let's go.
4-0. Reyes, listen, there's no joke here.
Hey,
Michigan State comes to town.
And I think, honestly, after Michigan comes to town, I bet Big Noon Kickoff going to be here that week. Hopefully, we got our guy Gus Johnson on a call on Fox.
Love Gus.
And we got a Big Ten Network game that night. Let's have Gus come over. Call a game with Coach Cook on a Big Ten Network. I know it might be a little past his pay grade, but
I think he would do it.
I can just hear him yelling, Andy Jackson, and make one of his noises. He had no idea what's going on, but you know what? It's worth it.
Oh, Gus. I love Gus. I true story, played in a charity softball game with the Redskins back in the day.
Okay.
And Gus called it when he was in his early stage. And I hit two bombs. So somewhere there's audio of Gus Johnson announcing DP hit two bombs.
Just losing his mind.
Like my bomb had the tape. Like
it was mine. And then you hear him calling March Madness games. Oh, you're like, wait, I've heard this voice before.
Yeah, this is my guy. 4-0, Michigan State comes to town.
Michigan State?
Michigan State is here after. Yeah.
Okay. Right, like I'll go dub on that one.
State champions for Michigan, we're owning
state champs,
it. Baby. Owning it. Cool. They go to College Park at 5-0 to take on Maryland.
Dub.
They travel to Minneapolis on a Friday night to take on the Gophers.
Like that's the. As a if I were to take the Nebraska hat off,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the game. That's the game that's going to test like the maturity of the team, because that's the game that we've typically have struggled with, that like road night game, especially if the boys are having some success, right? Mm-hmm. How do we play in that one? I'm saying a dub though.
Makes all the sense in the world.
I know they got it.
Northwestern comes to town.
Dub.
The Trojans, the men of Troy come to Lincoln.
Dub.
You travel to the Rose Bowl to face UCLA and Pasadena.
Dub.
Happy Valley, undefeated against Penn State.
I bet Gus Johnson gonna call this game too. This is gonna be a game where they want the whiteout, right? But it'll be in the
no. They've already scheduled the whiteout. So
okay, so they're good.
They can't back it up.
I mean, this is like the most talented team in college football, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what people are saying. Yeah. Good quarter, like first round quarterback.
Yep. Two running backs.
They got linemen that are going to be heard their name called in the first 20 picks.
Yeah.
But I'm Go Big Red.
Dub!
Let's go.
You know where I'm going with this.
Dub. And then Black Friday, undefeated.
Dub.
Against the Hawkeyes.
Dub. And hopefully the volleyball team gets a dub later that day.
Right? Like, it's just setting the table.
The double dub.
This is how you know you're in Husker leadership. Like, this is how you know you're in full Husker leadership.
Hey, we just had an all staff meeting today.
I know, right? I know. Like,
you know, and
vibes are high.
So I'm walking past, and Dylan and I have become like good buddies and stuff like that. So much so, Polynesians, we always call each other like uncle and auntie. It helps us not have to remember names sometimes. Yeah. But he calls everybody coach. He used to call me coach all the time. And I'm like, I guess, yeah, I am a significant gap older than him, you know? But then out of nowhere, he texts me and just goes, "Hey, coach, can I ask you a favor?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. What can I do for you?" You know? And he goes, "Can I call you uncle instead?" So he calls me uncle now, which is pretty funny.
Hey.
And there's all of us Polynesian males always have this time period in their life where it's like when we're 18 and 19, basically uncle is like, it's not a respect, but it's also a way of saying you're older than me. So it's like when we're like 18, 19, 20, and a little kid calls us uncle, there's a little bit of us that's like, who you calling old, bro? You know? But now I'm like, I'm an uncle. You know, I have one niece and four nephews. So I'm definitely Uncle Jalen now. So I let him. So I'm walking past after the all staff meeting before the boys are loading up the bus. I'm walking back and I'm parking at where the old training table parking lot is on the west side of the stadium. I'm walking past the buses. And out of nowhere, Dylan just like runs off the bus because I think he sees me walking right by. And we're chatting and I'm just, you know, just telling him like, man, I'm so excited for you guys. We're going to be cheering and stuff like that. We're going to be in Nashville. We're going to be cheering. And I remember walking out of there. He's like, yeah, we got to go. I'll give him a little dap up and kind of go, so what, like 3-4 touchdowns tomorrow night? What you got? And he just walks on a bus, puts his sunglasses on and has like the number 6 rolling. I'm like, okay, I'll hold you to that, brother. You
know? Harrison, 6 is the number. So it's 6 is the number.
It's really hard for me to, hey.
From Uncle Jalen.
Am I being illogical and thinking any college team can go undefeated anymore? Probably, but you know what? I'm going to do it here. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, no one can kind of torch me for, you pick Nebraska to win every game. I'm like, sure. When Peter then play really good teams, I'm going to pick him to win every single game.
Well,
you know?
Look, Peter understands the pressure that's coming because he now knows the Big Ten title is in his grasp. Like, that's the deal. The target is there, and I don't think you're going to shrink from it. Like, I watched you manage your young men against USC. And some of the conversations that happen in those critical moments where it could have turned, and for you to figure out how to get win number 4, and then the look on your face, match point, takes the match. You did a thing where you spun.
I don't remember. You have to find the video of that one.
Oh, Jalen. It was so good. It was like, yeah. this happens. To know that you have that kind of support in the building, though. That's sure. That's what college athletics is supposed to be.
For sure.
You know, no pressure, though, Big Ten.
Hey, I mean, look, if there's the pressure, like, to be honest, like what the volleyball team has to deal with and go through each and every single year, that's real pressure. That's like top of the hill pressure, you know, what the coaching staff coming up with the game plans and the expectations are to win each and every single game that you play. And for the girls or the young ladies in the locker rooms, I have to deal with that and all the pressures that, you know, social media and all the eyes and ears that are on them and all the young girls that are looking up to them. And that's pressure. What we're doing is we're coming up the hill still. We're doing the fun part now. What they're having to do is legit, you know, each and every single year, making it look easy too. Like, my goodness, like
heavy lifting.
Oh yeah.
It's the heavy lifting. What impresses you most about the volleyball program?
They're just beasts. I mean, like, I was watching the games and after the first set, I was like, well, this is over. Like, I'm no point to watch now. They're so good, man. They're so good. And it's just a well-run show from the top to the bottom. John Cook did obviously great job. Danny's coming in. Seamless transition. Obviously, there's a whole host of people that play a huge role in it, like Jalen, the rest of the staff. And then, you know, the girls buying in to Danny. You know, no one really knows what's going on at practice, but I mean, the way they're playing right now and functioning, I mean, that's as good as I've ever seen them. So, I mean, hats off to a great start, Jalen, and to the volleyball team.
Appreciate it, brother.
We're aspiring, the whole athletic department, men's tennis especially, aspiring to be great like you guys are each and every single time you guys step out there. We got some work to do still, but that's the fun part. So,
Peter Cobalt and Jalen Reyes in studio on a one-on-one, special times again. They collectively. I mean, we went 23-1. You said 23-1 for this football. Like, this is Husker Football Eve. 23-1. That's,
I need a redo.
I'm just fired up for college football season, and I'm not even just drinking the Kool-Aid with the boys. I'm like stirring the thing for everybody. Like, everybody should drink some of the Kool-Aid, and I'm super fired up for these guys. I mean, I don't know. We see them at training table. I walk around. I'll go in Hawks when they're working out. They look different. Like, and I mean, sure. Like, I'm like, I know that's a cliche thing to say, but I mean, there's a lot of big, physical, fast looking dudes in there. More than since I've been in Nebraska, and I've been here for 7 years now.
Yeah.
Kind of, there's a lot of guys that, like, whoa, that guy looks like he could play on Sunday. There's a lot of guys that look like they can play on Sunday. I know we've had guys since I've been here that have played on Sunday, but I mean, there's a lot of guys, whether they're the older guys and even some of the young guys, I'm like, man, they look like they can play on Sunday. So that's why for me, I'm like super fired up because, you know, I even, you know, I mean, whatever the experts say, and I'm definitely not one of them, obviously, but even they're like 10-2 Nebraska, you know,
this,
and
this could be the thing.
You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, and then I, you know, just for me, there's going to come to a point of the season where, you know, I was talking about like the Minnesota game. It's like, how do they handle the success, right? I think that's something we talk about with our team is like, we're going to have a lot of success, but it's going to, at the end of the year, it's how you handle all, hey, everyone's going to tell us all weekend how good we are.
How good you are.
But you know what? They're love them, but like to a degree, don't believe them because they weren't saying it last week. Guess what? They're going to say something else the next Monday or Tuesday. We get to control what they say.
One game at a time.
How we perform, you know.
One game at a time.
I'm really fired up for all Husker sports, especially with the school year starting this year. But you know, for the boys down in Kansas City, and I know we're, you know, I know the Husker fans. I saw something like the Cincinnati coach was saying something like the crowd not going to be a factor. I'm like, woo.
You
like we play Nebraska, never say that because
they sold 6,000 tickets.
A volleyball coach said that once, and I think they got run out of a Final Four one year. Like run out of a Final Four. And I think the crowd made sure, like, they remember what you said on Monday. And it was Thursday night, you know? But
we're gonna mission. You and I are gonna mission because we need to get a packed house for Peter and the tennis team. We need to figure
out
we're gonna get a packed house.
Love it.
Right? We need to how's your serve, by the way?
Okay. I've talked to him about this. I could probably kind of hit. I could rally and hit ground strokes with him. I could just never serve. That's one thing I've never been like properly taught how to do. Not like my ground stroke. I've been properly taught how to do, but like I'm more confident in the ability to do that than serve. Like serving, I just literally just.
Can we get Husker volleyball to be the first serve for tennis?
Absolutely.
Like you get Jalen.
I need there. Some lessons though before I do the first.
That's what everybody.
I ain't
says.
Trying to be one of those people that like. You know, throw out the first pitch and they go and hit the photographer like four left, you know.
It's gotta happen.
Somebody's gotta do it, Jalen.
It's gotta happen. It's gotta happen. We'll throw it to break. When we come back, Peter, I need to ask you this. Does the volleyball success help you recruit? Can it help you recruit? I think the crossover in this thing is gonna get interesting because success breeds success. Breed success. So more one-on-one when we come back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.